from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth back with you on this Sunday. It is talking season, and that means it's time for SEC Media Days. It actually gets underway tomorrow in Dallas. Our man Lynn Scarborough is there, and he is joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. As, again, Lynn, we go through this every year. It is talking season, as Steve Spurrier used to call it. What do you anticipate being the big story coming out of SEC Media Days this week?
Well, it's got to be the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, because we're going from a 14-team league to a 16-team league. You and I remember when it was a 10-team and a 12-team league. And so that's got to be the main thing. And on top of that, then the impact of the transfer portal. And it's going to be a new experience for us tomorrow than we've had. And I've been covering this thing for, 35 years or however many years we've had it. And it's going to be a unique experience. You know, we'll have a number of coaches that are at SEC Media Days for the first time. I do think it's kind of interesting. It's made some changes. I'm not wild about the fact that I'm in Dallas. Nothing against Dallas, but I come from Alabama, and I would feel even more that way, I think, if I came from Florida or South Carolina or East Tennessee. You know, it's a long way. I lean toward the SEC having its main events, football media days, basketball media days, the baseball tournament, football championship game, basketball tournaments. I lean toward those being more centrally located. I think it's better for it to, be more equal travel. And I think it's better for it to be in a central location so that the entire SEC office doesn't have to move as far. I think having the basketball media days and the baseball tournament in Birmingham are smart idea. And I think Nashville's fine, Atlanta's fine. I'm not wild about having to travel all the way out here to Dallas. But it's going to have, from the radio standpoint, I suspect we'll have some electronic media people at this event that have not been there before. It's interesting the way they've got things set up, and really, really looking forward to seeing how things pan out.
Yeah, with all that being said, Lynn, what do you anticipate the attendance being like this year? Because, as you've kind of noted, this is the first year that the SEC has ever moved really out of the deep south to be able to do this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. And I hope that one of these offsets the other one. I know a lot of people that are not going to be there, that I almost every year can count on being there, getting to socialize and see friends in person. and also do live radio. That's not going to be the case this year for so many that I've talked to because of the distance and because of the money. The SEC has continued to increase the amount of money that it costs for electronic media to be there. And it's no easy thing. My drive out here to Dallas is a 10-hour drive. I make some stops along the way. A lot of folks I know are flying. They will be arriving in today. I got a couple I work with will be arriving in tomorrow, Monday night. It's an expensive airline trip. And then when you get here, you got to rent a car or take some kind of shuttle or Uber or something from DFW all the way down here to the center. And, you know, you're staying in a hotel is a $800 expense if you're the entire time. And things are pricing out some folks, Chris. And so I think we'll have fewer people from let's say the eastern part of the region, but we're going to have people there. I hope from Texas and Oklahoma that hadn't been there before, because there's very few radio people that have ever been there from Texas and TV people. And I think that'll change. And I think that's probably one reason that the conference decided to move it out here. You don't want to say it's like toss a bone, but, adding the Dallas market, certainly Austin. We've already had South Texas with A&M, and Oklahoma City and Norman. Those are important areas. And the SEC has done a logical thing, Chris. The expansion of the SEC has been logical. I quite frankly am one that wishes we hadn't done it, but it's logical. They're natural rivals. They're in contiguous states to the rest of the SEC. It's not like bringing Oregon into a league with Rutgers, or bringing Arizona State into a league with West Virginia, or Stanford into a league with Miami. Those make no geographic sense. They make no natural rival sense, and they just add great expense. At least the SEC, I think, has done it the right way.
Lynn, who's the coach you're most looking forward to hearing from?
Wow. You know, from an overall standpoint, probably Sarkisian, but from coming in and being new standpoint, probably DeVore, because he's having to come in and take the place of Saban. And we've got them in the top 10, but we've got them as the fourth SEC team. We got Georgia to win it. We've got Texas number 3. We've got Ole Miss number 5. And then finally coming in there at number 7 is Alabama. For most people, you wouldn't say finally coming in if you're number 7, but for Alabama, we got 3 other SEC teams ahead of them. We've got 9 of the top 19 teams in Lindy's top 25, we've got 9 of those teams in the top 19. So you've got, you know, half of the top 20 is going to be in Dallas for the next 4 days. And to take that down, I mentioned Kentucky and Auburn being the last two teams that go on. We've got Auburn, I think, 34th and Kentucky 36th or something like that. I can tell you there aren't 37 teams in the country better than Kentucky. There aren't 33 teams in the country better than Auburn. However, those teams that aren't better than them aren't playing in a league that's got 9 of the top 19 teams. And you're talking about a really tough nut. Kentucky's got a pretty good team. Auburn's got a really good squad. They got a good team. But you can't look at the other teams in the league. Hey, Florida. We got Florida down at like 11th or 12th. In a 16-team league, Florida's got good players. But, Chris, I'm looking forward to seeing Napier because he's on the hot seat, and I hope that Florida fans, I hope they give their team a break, give Napier a break. They've got the most difficult schedule that I ever remember a college. I've only been doing this for, 50 years. And I never remember a team having as tough a schedule as Florida's got this year. So I'll be interested to see how Napier covers that, what kind of questions these coaches are asked.
Lynn Scarborough with Lindy's College Football Preview Magazine. We're talking SEC Media Days here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lynn, I saw this week where Florida has canceled a series with Cal, and immediately people start to speculate, could we have a 9-game conference schedule coming soon? I don't know that we get any kind of announcement from Greg Sankey about that this week, but do you think at some point in time we see that 9-game conference schedule in the SEC?
Yes, and I've advocated that for some time. I advocated that when we had 14 teams. I've written a column about that that's been on Lindy's website, and and where we post our columns up. This was like 2 years ago. Why do you have a 16-team league? This is a rhetorical question, but why do you have a 16-team league if by paying eight a year, you don't play a team for maybe 4 or 5 years, and then you don't play them again for another 4 or 5 years? It was already that way with the SEC with the 14-team league, and other conferences do that. Now, that does pose a problem in the Southeastern Conference, because the way that the conference sets up now, if you make Florida play 9 SEC games, well, they opened this year with Miami, and they closed this year with Florida State. That's two major games that should be played in-state games. Well, if Florida's playing 9 conference games, if they're going to still try to play Miami and Florida State, they don't have but one, quote, lesser game the entire season. Georgia, what are they going to do about playing Georgia Tech? South Carolina, what's it going to do about playing Clemson? Kentucky, what's it going to do about playing Louisville? You've got a lot of natural rivalry in-state games that should be played. We're already, because of all this expansion, we're already losing major ball games that should happen. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, I don't know what they're doing about that. Maybe they got them stuck in there somehow. But Notre Dame against Southern Cal. How about Washington and Washington State, Oregon and Oregon State? Washington State and Oregon State don't even have a conference to be in. I think that sometimes we do things that maybe sound good, but then when you really look at the repercussions of them and how they're going to be implemented, they don't necessarily make the sense that you thought it would. And yes, I do think the conference will go to 9 games. Even if they don't expand again, I think they'll go to 9 games. I don't know how soon it'll be. I don't know what the contracts are and how long the contracts last. They've already got in place. But, you know, don't necessarily just clap your hands and say, good, they're going to 9 games, even though I think they should, because you're going to lose a lot. You know, you're going to lose a lot of natural rivalries that we've had forever. And I just hate if that happens. We've already lost so many in the SEC that used to take place. And I really hope it doesn't get worse than that.
Lynn Scarborough, Lindy's College Football Preview Magazine, talking SEC Media Days, a little college football here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Georgia's going to be picked first this year. I think that's pretty much a given at this point. Georgia's going to be the favorite coming out of SEC Media Days. No divisions this year. That's one of the changes we're going to see in the conference. But who gets picked second, Lynn?
Well, of course, we pick Texas. And I think I don't have it in front of me right now, Chris. I believe Georgia plays at Texas and Georgia plays at Alabama. And if you want to go by Lindy and look at the major games being played in the country, there's your two of them, Georgia at Texas and Georgia at Alabama. If Georgia's good enough to go on the road and win at Texas, our number 3 team, and at Alabama, our number 7 team, then I don't see any reason not to pick Georgia to win it. But in the SEC, you know, every year when you're trying to pick the rankings, this year being tougher really than any other because of the conference expansion and the games that aren't usually played, and then the schedule. Where do you play and who do you play? Who do you play and where do you play them? Georgia's got a tough nut there. Florida, a extremely tough nut. We've got Missouri, number 9 in the country. When's the last time that happened? But maybe in the 35 years I've been with Lindy, maybe never. But look at their schedule. And they got 2 or 3 tough games. But if Missouri played Florida's schedule, they wouldn't win half their games, I don't believe. If Florida played Missouri's schedule, they're going to win 8 or 9 games and play in a good bowl. I'm not sure that Florida wins half its games and goes to a bowl game. There's just so many factors. I would put Texas in there at second. I think Ole Miss is a real – when you're number 5 in the country, you can't say you're a surprise team. They're not really going under the radar. I mean, they had the most successful transfer portal. Them in Colorado had the most successful transfer portal season. They had a decent recruiting season from high school and junior college. But they've got it going their way. They've got a schedule that if they're good enough to win the games, they can be in the picture. They got Jackson Dart coming back, who some people have mentioned him as a Heisman Trophy candidate. We've got 3 SEC quarterbacks that are mentioned in Heisman Trophy with Carson Beck and Jackson Dart and Milrow, I guess in Texas as well, if you want to throw that in there.
Lynn,
if Alabama's good enough to win at Oklahoma and beat Georgia, Alabama. I mean, just because they're down at number 4 in the conference, they're still in the top 7 in the country. And, I mean, they're loaded. And DeBoer's come in and had a really good recruiting year.
Lynn Scarborough, Lindy's College Football Preview Magazine. Check it out. It's on the newsstand. You can also find Lynn over at lindysports.com. Lynn, appreciate it, my man, as always. Have a great time in Dallas, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again here in a week or so and find out how everything went.
Yeah, that's good. Let's reconnect after the event, and we'll talk about what happened.
All right. Glenn Scarborough, he's been with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.